There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. You know, we all know that the immigration system is broken and has been broken for way too long, but it seems we can never agree on what we need to do to fix it. This is a problem that gets tossed around the most, I think, or at least one of the top three in Washington, D.C. So the president is now in the legacy phase of his second term. What's it going to look like when he leaves office in January of 2017? Obamacare, that'll be what probably most point to. Probably opening the door to Cuba, and we'll see where that goes, because I don't think the embargo will be lifted, but just opening the door for more travel, education travel, and all that kind of stuff. Of course, killing Osama bin Laden. But the gridlock that we have over immigration, what the president decided to do was, okay, I'm going to leap over this, and you all know this has happened in November, right after the midterm elections. There was a set of executive orders to protect 5 million undocumented immigrants from being deported. But not so fast, because just when things were supposed to happen on Wednesday, the initial applications, a Texas judge issued a temporary injunction. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, filed a suit in December on behalf of Texas and 26 other states opposed to that action. And late last night, if you were listening to America Tonight, you would have heard it here right away, a federal judge said, there's an injunction. It's an injunction. That means the new policy can't go into effect on Wednesday. The White House is upset. They're appealing. Predictions are, as I said, and we're going to the Supreme Court in 2 weeks, it's going to end up in the lap of the Supreme Court, which we knew that was going to happen. It was going to go to the Supreme Court anyway. Did we ever have any doubt about this? Even years ago. So that's probably where this all goes and gets dragged out. The president today met with some people in the Oval Office, and off mic and kind of on mic, because there's always, you know, you can hear this flashing, they're taking a million pictures. Here's what he had to say about what happened with the judge and the whole appeal thing.
And the Justice Department will appeal. This is not the first time where a lower court judge has blocked something or attempted to block something that ultimately was shown to be lawful. And I'm confident that it is well within my authority and the tradition of the executive branch's prosecutorial discretion to execute this policy that will help us make our borders safer, will help us go after criminals and those that we don't want in this country, will help people get on the right side of the law and get out of the shadows. And, you know, keep in mind that this is something that we necessarily have to make choices about, because we've got 11 million people here who we're not all going to deport. Many of them are our neighbors. Many of them are working in our communities. Many of their children are U.S. citizens. And as we saw with the executive action that I took for Dreamers, people who have come here as young children and are American by any other name except for their legal papers, who want to serve this country oftentimes want to go into the military or start businesses or in other ways contribute. I think the American people overwhelmingly recognize that to pretend like we are going to ship them off is unrealistic and not who we are. But with respect to the ruling, I disagree with it. I think the law is on our side and history is on our side. And we are going to appeal it. For those who are now wondering whether or not they should apply, we are going to refer those questions to the Department of Homeland Security. It's already begun the planning process. And we will be prepared to implement this fully as soon as the legal issues get resolved.
All right, so there you go. That's what the president had said. He doesn't agree with it, and we're not going to just ship the people off. So at this point, it's just a standoff in this tug of war over what to do with the executive actions. Leads all the way up to the robes in D.C. Absolutely. You want to toss in? You can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up on the show, back by popular demand, RERAC, Ari Davis. Ari Davis has some interesting things to say about Benjamin Netanyahu's upcoming visit, what's going on truly in the Middle East, and of course with ISIS. Every day they make the top trends in the 140-character world. There's always some sort of thing happening with ISIS. And I guess what's being reported is that there's a secret kill list of about a dozen leaders of ISIS. And, of course, the number one most wanted is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And that's a name that we certainly all have heard. And he's not the only one on the list. There's somebody called Jihadi John, who is the masked jihadist who speaks with a British accent and has been pictured in the horrible executions of a number of the people that they've kidnapped. So, of course, he's on the... It's like the deck of cards they had, remember, in Iraq. Well, this time, it's a secret, secret list. Some names you would know or wouldn't know. Here's what makes me feel good. If this is really true, which I believe it to be true, that means there's movement. That means there is some critical data that is being gathered, and they've got the names, they've got some things and some backgrounds, and they're tracking it, which is really, really good. Because this U.S.-led coalition where we have these airstrikes in Iraq and Syria is not going to be enough to flush these guys out. And that's the other thing besides this immigration standoff that Congress will tackle in their committees when they get back next week, because this has been, the ball has been tossed to them. So interesting, a kill list that exists. But yet then they say, the State Department says, we can't win the war by killing them. We cannot kill our way out of the war, but oh, well, we have a kill list. So I think what happens is the people who are the spokespeople, whether it's the State Department or in the White House or someplace else, they didn't get the memo. This isn't the West Wing, and you're not allowed to step all in it. You have to be very clear and concise, even when the ragtag reporters are drilling you in the press briefing. But it is a kill list. I mean, they say they've had it for a couple of months now. And this is, by the way, coming out of the Pentagon. So there you go. All right, coming up, Ari Davis with more on the Middle East and Benjamin Netanyahu and a whole bunch of other things as well. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Davis is joining us. Let me give you a little bit of his background. He's the editor of the Intermediate Zone and the president of the American Freedom Alliance. And you, boy, he's been everywhere, let me tell you. He's had lots of commentary on Israel and the Middle East. He's appeared in the Chicago Tribune, the USA Today, the LA Times, the American Thinker, and I'm sure the list goes on and on. Avi, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
So let's talk about something I talk about a lot on this show. And I go to Washington a couple times a year. And I was supposed to take a trip to Israel, and hopefully I go to Israel at the end of the year. But, you know, you look at Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's coming in to address both chambers of Congress. And, of course, the president has no involvement with that. And John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, didn't go that route anyway. What was your reaction when you heard that, first of all?
Well, I was expecting it, frankly. I think what has happened is that Benjamin Netanyahu has taken the measure of Barack Obama and basically seen him as irrelevant to the future security of the state of Israel. I think that Netanyahu and his governments, together with the governments of Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, and other moderate regimes in the Gulf, have been extremely frustrated and disappointed with the negotiations with Iran, which have dragged on now for 14 months without any sign of progress. And the fact that that the Obama administration wants to stave off any further sanctions, I think, has driven Netanyahu to see the president as not particularly relevant to the process, and he is going to go to Congress to speak to those whom he believes are going to be supportive of the state of Israel and have been traditionally supportive, and that's Congress. And he may be speaking, of course, to the future president of the United States, will be in that in the gallery and on the on that day. So it's a very important move on the part of Netanyahu, and he is of course taking the risk of earning the ire of Barack Obama, but I don't think he cares.
Oh yeah, I so agree with you. I don't think he cares at all. Do you understand it when we talk about the president and this relationship? Where traditionally the kind of relationship we've had with Israel, especially in the hornet's nest that you know the Middle East can be, I would imagine that Israel feels like they're being jilted somewhat. How important is it for us to be tight with Israel, is I guess the best way to say it?
Well, it's extraordinarily important for the United States. It's important for Israel even more, but for the United States, we're faced now with a rising Iran. You have basically an Iranian crescent running now through Yemen, which whose government just collapsed last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say. And then you, rising through the Arabian Peninsula to Iraq, northern Iraq and Syria, and through Hezbollah and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. So you have this presence of Iran and this threat to the region, and it's extremely important to have a democratic ally whose intelligence capabilities and whose military prowess can offer a buffer to a rising Iran. So I do think that this is extremely important for the United States in a very dangerous area of the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. What do you think happens with Iran? Supposedly we're having these conversations. Do you think that really goes anywhere?
No, unfortunately, it's not going to go anywhere. It's they're just this is just biding time. I think when the president says that he's not going to allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon, he's basically saying, yes, I'm not going to allow it, but only on my watch. So I don't think he cares very much what happens after January 2017. But, you know, the world goes on, of course, and America still has national interests to protect. And so Iran represents, I think, one of the gravest threats to national security that we'll ever see in our lifetime. And we've got to stop it now. And I'm drawn back, of course, to 1938 and to what happened at that time at Munich and the collapse of the West and the surrender of the West to Adolf Hitler. That kind of appeasement can't be allowed to possess the thinking of our leaders today. And I'm afraid it is, because both Obama and his counterpart in the UK, David Cameron, seem to agree.
But, yeah, what is that? Is it because Rouhani takes over and tries to play nice in the beginning? Or, you know, there was these sanctions that were actually working against Iran, and then we lift them up and nothing happens. I was so shocked when we finally had Iran over a barrel, and then we just pull them away after everything that went on. Just being naive, just as you said, not caring, hey, I'm out, it doesn't matter?
Well, I think that Obama's, the thing he fears most is being George Bush the second, or George Bush the third, maybe. You know, he's very concerned about his place in history. He doesn't want to be seen as somebody who had to commit American troops again to the Middle East after what he perceives as the greatest disaster in his lifetime. And he doesn't seem to be aware that, you know, a military confrontation is inevitable in the future, and that not preparing for it is inviting Iran to play games with us and run rings around us. And they're building their nuclear weapon as they drag these negotiations out. And there's very little progress that we can see that Obama can claim that would allow us to have any confidence that they're going to succeed.
Yeah. Do you think now when we look back at it, remember to the beginning of his administration, the whole Arab Spring, is that now just a joke that just blew up in 10 different pieces?
Not only is it completely disintegrated, it's gone completely the other way. The Arab Spring has turned into a very chilly Arab winter, and this was reinforced just just last week when a militia attacked the Libyan Central Reserve and basically stole $100 million dollars in gold. You know, the only place that it can be claimed to really have taken any hold is Tunisia, but that is very fragile as well. And this could have been predicted. This should have been predicted because Arab societies aren't built for the kind of democracy we would expect them to develop. They're very paternalistic, hierarchical societies where strong men are revered. And unfortunately, we haven't learned that lesson. We don't understand the Arab world. We don't really appreciate its structure and its sociology. Our leaders certainly don't. And this is a continuing problem.
We saw the horrific death of the Jordanian pilot the other day and then the reaction from Jordan. I mean, ISIL, in trying to relate to where they are in the pecking order of a terror group, they definitely wield some power, don't they?
ISIS wields power. Yes, it does. It has presence. Power is a different thing. I think it has a very strong presence in this region, but you know that is probably only temporary. You know, when a society can't function, the reports we hear about the areas where they're conquered, there's no sewage, there's no running water. You know, children are starving to death. You know, that kind of regime can't last very long. If it can't run the places it's conquered, then it doesn't have very much longevity.
Do you think we'll see boots on the ground, American boots on the ground, to wrap this up or try to cut the head of the big snake, ISIL, off completely?
Well, certainly not until after January 2017. Yeah. I don't think he's got an American president who's willing to make that kind of commitment and has got the kind of determination or sees the problem in any serious way. After 2017, it'll depend on the president we get with Hillary. If it is Hillary Clinton, then once again, it's doubtful. And a Republican president or a conservative president is more likely to take that kind of action and ramp up American involvement in fighting back against ISIS. In the meantime, I don't hold much hopes for American troops being on the ground and as much as they're needed there.
Yeah, boy, I agree with you. Avi Davis, you were terrific. We'd love to have you back on again. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
I'm so happy to be with you, Kat. Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag, but first, our pal Dan in Texas is going to throw in his 2 cents. You can throw in yours, too, by the way. We got a lot of things rolling around that are about to explode in Washington, D.C., and in 2 weeks, we will be in Washington, D.C. for the Supreme Court's oral arguments on the subsidies portion of Obamacare. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Dan in Texas, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, darling. Did Nathan tell you about that 14-story picture of Obama with his outstretched hands to a jihadi warrior in Tehran?
No. Uh-uh.
I told him to tell you.
Hey, he forgot.
They've got a 14-story picture of Barack Obama with his hands outstretched in a gesture of welcome to a jihadi warrior dressed in the ancient warrior costume.
Ugh, awful.
I learned that through Anthony Bourdain, the guy.
Oh, yeah, the
CNN
guy.
Yeah, even I wouldn't eat.
Yeah, he puts live things in his mouth. No matter how much you paid me.
I've done oysters, but my God, I ain't going to eat the worm stuff that he does. Okay. Let's see. Where did I want to start? Okay.
Immigration?
I'm going to do immigration with you in a second, but did you get ahead, go and listen? Did you check up on that thing I told you about, the Atlantic?
Yes.
Did you see
very
all that about ISIS?
Frightening.
The ward.
Yes.
Report? Was that not fantastic?
Oh, yes.
God,
yes.
That curled my hair. I mean,
yeah.
That was amazing. Okay, now when you're listening to Obama talk about this immigration thing, you got to stand on stilts because this guy is so full of crap. I mean, a Christmas goose would take a pass.
he is just
full of it. He's just full of it. Everything he says is an obfuscation or a lie. I mean, that, you know, you can keep your doctor. You can save money. Blah 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 blah. Obamacare. And on the immigration thing, he 22 times said he did not have the power to do this. Then he went ahead and did it anyway. He wants to play dictator, wants to play king, wants to force the Republicans to do his bidding. And it's the Democrats that's trying to shut down Homeland Security. It's not the Republicans. They're willing to back all the way on Homeland Security. They just will not do the immigration thing where he's overstepped his bounds. That's the only sticking point. You cannot sanction an illegal act by the President of the United States and let him play dictator. He's not a king. He's not a dictator. He is an elected official, and he is not above the law. So that's where I stand on that. Now, we made a deal back in the 80s when Reagan gave the illegal aliens amnesty, that if he granted it, they would go ahead and build the entire fence covering the entire border. And then they reneged on it and did not do it. And that was the Democrats that did that to him. And we've been fighting this battle ever since with not 3 million. We've got now maybe 20 million altogether that's in this country. And this great big measles outbreak that we've just had, that was all due to him chipping them kids all over the states. And every state where you see the pop-up of a measles epidemic that's been going on recently, all had is kids go there. It's not the...
The measles thing is outrageous. I agree with you. The measles thing is crazy.
They settled us with scabies and lice and tuberculosis cases and cancers and some diseases. I mean, chikungunya. I mean, my God, the stuff that they come up here with was unbelievable, and we're still treating them, and it's all on our dime. Now, Kate, you're a taxpayer. I'm a taxpayer. The people out there listening to us are taxpayers. Enough is enough.
This is the problem, and this is why 26 states threw in with Texas on that suit, because of the economics. Not even forget the humanity part of it. The economics of it are very crippling, and people don't realize it. All you have to do, and you brought it up, the healthcare thing, you talk to the hospitals, and they tell you, you are being charged $1,000 more on your insurance because of it.
And you and I are paying for it. And it will hurt Texas. It will hurt every state that he's trying to implement this on and do this overburden routine of it's my way or the highway. Well, forget you. You're not God. You're just the president. And you were elected. And if they don't do the impeachment thing, well, we'll wait you out and we'll fight you in court all the way.
You know they're not doing the impeachment thing. Remember, we have that bet. I will walk naked to New Jersey. I'm so positive.
I know. And I want to see if I can't get some people to go in with me on putting up more bleachers, because I still think they're going to get in the end. He's not done. He's going to overstep his bounds again. On the Iran thing, I'm telling you, he's working in secret to give the Iranians their nuclear bomb. This guy, I think, is a Shiite. Muslim, because you know he was trained in Indonesia like for 6 or 8 years in madrasas, and all they teach you in there is to hate America.
Yeah, well, now there is some truth in that. He definitely went to the madrasas. There's no question about that. Dan, thanks for the call. But, buddy, I got to poke some holes in some of the things that you said. I mean, truly, I know you do not like Obama, period, end of story. There is no question there was a massive goof up when it came to health care. Part of that was because of saying over and over again, and that's true, and any Democrat will tell you this too, they kept saying, oh yeah, you'll keep your same insurance, don't worry, your same doctor, and that is not true. My family has gone through this. I've seen it. Here's the thing. The positive thing that happened was somebody with pre-existing conditions, people with mental illnesses where they were taking certain pills, or people who had whatever it was that they had. Their child had some illness, and they were paying outrageous, crazy prices because they were being gouged by the insurance companies who could give a crap about your health. Sorry, as somebody who also has family in the insurance business. But, you know, so there's no question. The keep your same health insurance was bungled because there is not the same health insurance. It's good for people with pre-existing conditions. They're happy because they couldn't even get insured before. But for a big chunk of people, it messed up their insurance. They got tossed. Their employers and small companies really didn't want to afford or couldn't afford health insurance, so you had to go off on your own. The health savings accounts weren't set up, or the health networks weren't set up correctly. So absolutely, it's a mess. I listened to David Axelrod the other day, who's been on a couple of shows because, you know, he's the former head man for the Prez and really helped him get elected, and he's got a book out, and he said something interesting. He said that he tried to persuade him not to do health care, but the president said, I know it's not going to be perfect, there's going to be problems with it, but we need to get it, we need to make it happen. And you know, maybe there's truth in the fact that everybody kept talking about health care and they weren't doing anything about it. But then here's the other side of that. So you figure, well, let's just get a bill through, which we were ramrodded with that, absolutely, right around Christmas time. And then the bottom dropped out for people when they were dumped off of their employer's roles, and then they had to go out and get insurance, and then they say it's affordable health insurance, but it's not. Not if you're middle class. If you're making $60,000 or less or whatever, they're not giving you, you're not getting rates, you're not getting cheap rates, they're not cheap rates. And then you have a high deductible, that's what it is. And it really truly is. And that's why there's now this oral argument about the subsidies. Who's getting subsidized? How much? I mean, what's happening there? Are there people that were getting it that shouldn't have been getting it? And blah, blah, blah. So that'll be interesting. And we're going to be there for that. And we're talking to a slew of people for two straight days about healthcare. People that are going to say that it's great and they're going to poke holes in why Dan's wrong or I'm wrong about some of the things. And then there's going to be people that are going to say no, and this is why it's not. And I've already told you my personal example of getting this terrible strep, going, unfortunately, to urgent care, which didn't help me, but going to urgent care, and when I went to just fill out simple paperwork, they must have asked me, of course, besides if I had Ebola or had been to West Africa, because now if you live in Dallas, they're asking you that question all the time, but going through a whole litany of, like, an a la carte menu. I mean, I just looked at the person who was very nice, so I wasn't trying to be nasty to her, and I wasn't, but I said, wow, it's like a menu. It's like I'm at a restaurant. I'm so sick. I just want to know if I have strep, and I'm getting this a la carte menu of what kind of health care do you have? Do you know what this is going to cost? And like I'm either at a restaurant or I'm getting the oil changed in my car, and you're trying to tell me I need to get a new filter because you got to blow out everything from the filter, and you're trying to upsell me, and it was creepy. I didn't like it. So I learned my lesson. Go back to my regular doctor always. Even if my eyeball's falling out, I will wait till the next morning because it was nighttime. But it was very eye-opening to see as more people came in to get a sense of what is really happening with people. And the other thing with the Obama deal, and it is horrific, you know, the jihadists and the big poster of them. But, of course, they're playing up the Obama thing because of what's the conversation that's happening in the United States. Every time the word isn't mentioned and there's the verbal jumping jacks that go on, then they're going to play to that, and they're going to use that and pump out propaganda. So, really, that's what that was about. All right, stay with us. Coming up around the bend, we pushed the mailbox to our next segment. So I'll meet you there and we'll hit the mailbag.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of life in this country, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is, get prepared and get prepared now. My Patriot Supply has the deal to get you started. Call 1-800-274-3070 today to get a 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10, including free shipping. Especially in an emergency situation, you don't want to rely on the government for anything. Having an emergency food supply is an important first step to making sure you'll never surrender to FEMA's control. Call 1-800-274-3070 to get your emergency food supply for only $10, including free shipping. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there's a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call 1-800-274-3070 today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're dragging the mailbag to the finish line of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Let's head to that mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Jake, who says, Kate, boy, you know, I really could care less about the snow, but I am fascinated by the means to which people will go to get rid of the snow. As somebody who doesn't live in a snowy area, I think it would get on my nerves after a while. And then what does that mean for potholes? Does it mean there's going to be a lot of potholes on some of those roads? Yeah. You know, sometimes when you get those bad snows, that's exactly what happens. Have you ever encountered a pothole? I had a I never had problems with potholes until one time I was doing a show in New York City at a station called The Fan, right? And it's in Queens, Astoria. And I'm trucking along what's called the BQE. Fine, you know, happy, done the show, psyched, whatever. Gonna go home and eat my pretzel. And I'm driving along and it's raining, there's heavy rain. And giant potholes smack into it. That's it for the tire. And the nicest guy came along and said, "Do you know how to change a tire?" And I said, "I do, but it's like a busy area." He said, "No, I'm going to do it for you, but promise me you'll really, really learn how to do it." And he put the tire on for me. It was cool. And I took off and drove on my little donut tire all the way back from the BQE to New Jersey. And it was a little bit of a trek. So I understand about potholes and snow. And when you have really bad winters, what that does with potholes, and then they got to patch them all up. And, you know, there's only so many you can do at a time. So, yeah, there's a lot of leftover things that happen as a result of snow that I think most people don't really want to think about. All right, this one is from Armin, who says, "Kate, my family is in Boston. I've been traveling a lot on the road. I feel so badly for my wife. We have three young kids, two sons who are out there with their beach shovels trying to help out. Here's what the problem is. There's so many people that have to get rid of snow. Ultimately, the people that you hire are booked up. So you're just in line to get, for them to call your number and come over and take care of the snow business. So in the meantime, she's been pretty hobbled by having to use the blower and some shoveling and the neighbors helping a little bit. But, I think they're pretty much sick of it. And I'm trying to find ways to stay on the road." Nice, Armand. Do that Skyping thing. Oh, I feel so bad for you, but I'm doing so well on the road. I got to stay on the road. We're making that money. Got to keep doing my training. Got to keep doing what I have to do. You got to love that. Yep, so we can't relate if we're not in the pile, but so many of you sent me pictures, and thanks for the pictures, because it's really crazy to see how deep the snow goes, and the extremes that people have to deal with in the last really month has been just awful for Boston especially. So a lot of people from that area, Nashua, New Hampshire, were on a great station there, and a lot of you sent me some pictures of what's happening in your neck of the woods, and it's just as bad because you're very close to Boston too. So all of you are getting hit by that. I get it. Here's one from Don, who says, "Kate, long time no talk. I was thinking about you with this judge halting the amnesty thing. I can remember calling your show, and boy, do we talk about that a lot in relationship to Salt Lake City and some other areas. This has been brewing for a very, very long, long time. And I think that there are just as many people who think it's wrong to deport because we have growing seasons and there are people that come and do the work. There is no question about that, but they should get permits and they should be then use those permits and then go home. And the fact that the Texas Attorney General is applauding the federal judge's decision to temporarily block the executive action really shows you something. And even with an appeal, this is going to slow things down because nothing can happen at this point. Yeah, you know, here's the thing that's weird. What if you were one of those 5 million people and you just are on your hands and knees and you're like, "Oh, this is great. Oh, thank goodness. We're getting all our stuff together. This is amazing. This is like manna from heaven." And then you find out, well, wait a second, not so fast, because guess what? It's been blocked as illegal amnesty. So it's very big news. The White House not happy because they were within days of making that become a reality, even if it was going to be lopsided and they didn't have things really in place to have a smooth transition into that. But still, some of the paperwork applications would have happened and there'd be hard to put the brakes on it in the middle of it. Be hard to put the brakes on it. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Howie, who says, Cates, what's up with these educators and the things, the sick, crazy things that they are doing, whether having affairs with students, spying on students, doing, you know, outrageous things? I don't understand. I mean, there has to be a better screening process. Did you hear about that high school principal in Houston who had to be removed physically from campus because of some allegations that he was whipping up on some of his students? Yeah, I heard that he, there's a huge story about it. He hit somebody on the back of the head a bunch of times with a marker, smacked him on the head, slapped somebody else on the back a bunch of times for not pulling up their pants. You know, that whole fabulous phenomenon of showing your underwear and the pants keep sliding down and down. But he smashed him on the back. So there's a big fight brewing about what happened. The kids that were hit with various things had to give sworn statements. And, of course, they're going to remove him from the high school as they investigate it. But if this is his second time being removed for other things, like what's being called child abuse deals, and he avoided a trial and a plea with prosecutors, so I'm going to say that he probably doesn't have much shot at getting back in that school. You know, the whole corporal punishment deal, unless it's a private school and that's understood, whatever it is, I mean, you slapping a kid, nah, you just can't do that. That's the whole thing. It's such a dicey deal with education because of the kids that are bringing weapons to school sometimes and the scare of a school shooting, which is why I think all schools should have guards. But laying hands on the kids, yeah, you're not, this isn't the 50s or the 40s, or unless it's well stated in some private school that, hey, we all agree on this. You know, if you want to take a ruler and slap the back of their hands, okay, but I don't know too many places where they're saying that's okay. And there have been just a lot of lawsuits and a lot of people that have lost jobs over that. But this was a pretty big one because he was a teacher and principal. So when you take a principal, that's your high-paying gig in a school district. So he was a principal, and he got pulled out for doing that. So I don't see him getting that. I don't see him getting that one back. All right, I think we can get another one in here. This one from Joseph, who says, "Hi, Cate. I am so glad that I do not live in New England. When I hear about the weather, the temperature, and everything else that the people are dealing with, I think it's cool to go there in the summertime. In fact, I've been to Cape Cod. I've heard you talk about Ocean City, New Jersey. I've been there, and to Ocean City, Maryland. And I can't say enough good things about the pizza, the people, and all of that. But forget the winter. I'd be hard-pressed to have any business in the wintertime in the Northeast unless it's in the very, very beginning of winter." Yeah, but what's the beginning of winter? So what do we classify the beginning? Because sometimes they'll get early snows in October or beginning of November. So through the beginning of October, you feel like you're safe and you're not going to have any kind of crazy, you know, snowstorm hit you or sleet or whatever. Yeah, you never know. Weather or not, you're always talking about the weather, right? Hey, thanks for sending me your emails. You can do the same if you're listening, americatonight.net. Thanks for hanging out with us.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.